And John Aloisi is joining us now. John, good morning to you.
Morning, boys.
Really appreciate your time this morning. And take us through, I guess, your emotional wave watching our Socceroos at this World Cup.
I was just really proud of the boys and the way that they, you know, represented Australia and themselves. And the performance was outstanding. You know, it really was. To keep Argentina quiet for most of that first half. And, you know, the difference was Lionel Messi, you know, arguably the best player of all time. He was the real difference. And, you know, we took the game to him after that. They scored a goal from one of our mistakes in the second half, Matt Ryan, who had an outstanding tournament. It was unfortunate he made that mistake. Then when we grabbed that one back, it was, you know, the emotions. I thought we were going to get the equaliser. At this Bates nearly scored, then young Garin Kuol nearly scored right at the end. It was the emotions were there, but I was just really proud of the effort.
John, we talk about how big this Football World Cup is every time it comes around and what it does for the sport all around the world. Do you think we'll see the benefits now here in Australia? Because, again, I think the Socceroos were outstanding and deserve so much credit for the way they played, the way they dealt with the pressure. Obviously, Graham Arnold, what he did with the team as well. But do you think we're in a position with the likes of the A-League to really reap the rewards?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we will reap the rewards because this generation now is that just played in this World Cup. But, you know, they grew up watching that 2006 side, you know, and what it did for them, and it gave them belief and hope and motivation to play at a World Cup. And so this will do the same for the young players coming through, and now it's even more so because people see that there's a pathway with the A League because, you know, Matthew Leckie scoring at the World Cup, and then you also have Craig Goodwin scoring at the World Cup. They're playing week in, week out in the A-League here. So there's a lot of players that have cut their teeth in the A-League and now they've gone overseas and now they're playing for the Socceroos. So I think it's we're in a good position. And you saw that, you know, with all the fans in all those sites and, you know, everyone together, how can you unite a nation? It's definitely going to help the sport. And we have the Women's World Cup coming up soon as well with the Matildas. And so, you know, there's a lot to be excited about in the game.
Johnny, who was your standout for the Socceroos squad over this tournament?
I have to say Aziz Beach was a real standout. You know, he performed really well in all the games. And big Harry Suter at the back. You know, I didn't expect him. He was out with an ACL injury. And anyone who's had a major injury knows how long and how hard the grind is to come back after that. And he was able to, he only played one game before leading into this tournament, and he was able to play four games in a short period of time and be outstanding. You know, he's only 23. I see him going to play at a higher level. He's at Stoke at the moment in the Championship in England, but I see him playing Premier League football very soon.
As a fellow manager and coach, I mean, describe the job that Graham Arnold did with this side over the course of, well, particularly the last 6 months, I guess. And, you know, there were times there where it looks long odds for us even to qualify. And here we are, have got through and pushed Argentina in a knockout game at a World Cup.
Yeah, you have to give credit to Arnie. You know, he was heavily criticised during the qualifying campaign. It was a difficult qualifying campaign. And it always is through Asia. But, you know, that was during the COVID period as well. And he got us there. It was the hard way through beating, you know, fifth place South American side in Peru. And then after that, you know, this tournament, you know, we got killed the first game against France. And there was a lot of questions being asked. And the way he got the players to turn it around and give them that belief that they could go on to beat Tunisia and beat Denmark and then match it with Argentina, he managed the games well. He tactically got it spot on. His team selections are spot on. So yeah, he was very good this World Cup.
Johnny, is that something, if the opportunity come your way, you would consider, assuming Graham does not re-sign with the Socceroos and goes in a different direction and your name's obviously going to be spoken about, would you consider doing that role?
I definitely would one day love to coach the Socceroos, that's you know, in the near future or distant future. You know, I don't see it any different being a coach as it was being a player. You want to represent your nation. You want to be at the World Cup. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to do it as a player. I'd love to do it as a coach. But, you know, if Graham Arnold wants to stay on, I'm sure that everyone would love him to stay on. If he moves elsewhere, everyone would wish him all the best. Yeah. But, yeah, that's definitely an ambition of mine.
What about in that coaching space again? International coaches go around the world. Yeah, they've occupied and dotted in every country. How important was it, or how good was it, to have a homegrown coach coaching our Aussie team?
Very important and great, because you know we've got great coaches here, and Ange Postecoglou is proving it over there in Scotland with Celtic, and Kevin Muscat over in Japan winning the J League, and Graham Arnold proved it again. And I think that our national team should be coached by an Australian, because we know the way that the players think, feel. We know what the country want. We've represented the country, you know, as players and been involved in the game since day one, so here in Australia. So we know what it's like, and I think that's the reason why we did so well, because Graham Arnold, got the Aussie spirit going. He got that togetherness within that group. He got them believing in playing for the Socceroos, and so I think it's a big thing to have homegrown Aussie coach.
We're joined by Western United coach, former Socceroo John Aloisi, and just a reminder that this docu-series called United, focusing on the journey of Western United, is available on 10 Play and across Paramount Plus and the 10 networks from this Wednesday. And John, just on, managing this strange period there in the A-League for your club, Western United, I mean, how have you managed it, having this bizarre break, early in the season?
Yeah, it is a bizarre break, but it's come at a good time for us, because we had quite a few injuries early in the season, so we've been able to recover quite a few players from it. And it would have been pretty hard to get the players playing during the World Cup, because they're waking up all hours of the morning to watch the game. So the sleep patterns have been a bit of a disaster, and so the break's been good. But we're looking forward to resuming on Saturday in Perth, and can't wait for it. The excitement's there with not only the A-League, but the World Cup and football throughout the world.
Obviously defending champions, your club, but just the one win from the first six games. So do you put that down to, was there any sort of grand final winning hangover, or more just, like you say, the injuries that you've had to deal with?
Yeah, look, we've had to deal with injuries, but we also felt in a lot of those games that we could have won them. We performed well, but, it was a big turning point for us in that last game. We were 2-0 down in Wellington, and to come back and win 3-2 the last kick of the game, I think that will give the players that belief again that we know how to win football games, because, sometimes, you can perform well, but you're not winning. So it's finding that way to win again. And so... We're just excited to restart. There's still 20 games to go, so there's a long way to turn the season around.
Before you go, who do you think will win the World Cup, John?
I've been asked that this morning quite a few times. It's such a tough one. England looked awesome this morning, 3-0 win over Senegal. But they got France next. And if anyone saw Mbappe's goals this morning, I would be quite scared of France coming up against England. But I think those two are very... Whoever gets through... could go all the way, definitely. Brazil, Argentina are still there, so it can be anyone's game. I can't put one team as favourites.
Well, we really appreciate your time this morning, and enjoy the rest of the season with Western United, mate. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.